Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now you're spending your Sunday morning with me. Carlos Medina has to spend 5 days a week with me. I don't know if he feels as lucky to have to spend a sixth as he joins us now at Front Office Los here on CBS Sports Radio. Los, I mean, this is 6 days a week for you. Does that get you a vacation day during the week?
It's a special kind of torture is what it is.
So, now, I always say this is the only man in America that I know that enjoys the NFL offseason as much as he enjoys the NFL in season. And that's Carlos Medina. His draft guide is out. His offseason guide is out. And he'll tell you how to get all that. You can get notes and news from him all year long at frontofficefootball.net. But I've got to say, Carlos, as I look towards this NFL draft, I've never been as intrigued as to how the first five or six picks are going to go. There's been probably better players maybe in the first five or six picks, but I've never been more intrigued to find out where they're going to end up and how this whole thing's going to play out.
I think every draft, John, is really made by quarterbacks because they create so much intrigue, but then there's more to it. If somebody's going to move up to go get one, you realize it. How much it costs in draft picks and draft capital to go get one. And so that's what's so intriguing about this draft, realizing there's probably 9 to 10 draftable quarterbacks in this draft. There's probably going to be 5 in the first round. So you want to talk about the rush to go get one. If you don't have one, you know you need one. So that's the real big intrigue on Thursday. And then what does everybody do from there? I love the idea of Thursday night.
And I said to you earlier, as we've been talking about the draft in Atlanta on 680 The Fan, I said to you earlier, which one of these quarterbacks at the top of the draft to you looks like Goff or Wentz? And you do this every year. So Goff and Wentz 2 years ago went 1-2. So any of these quarterbacks to you look like Goff or Wentz?
Simply put, no, none, not one of them. And here's an important factor. And I was reading this article, I believe it was out of the Boston Globe this past week, and it was talking about a commissioned report that the LA Rams had made, and it brings up this important factor about player development. Do you realize after the new collective bargaining agreement came into the NFL in 2011, you know, that removed 2-a-days from training camp, that removed a lot of the OTA work and everything else that we used to have. Well, now, if you have to practice in the NFL, if you were drafted this year, you have to practice for 3 years to equal the amount of practice you used to get prior to 2011. So when you talk about quarterback development, it is so much different now. Think about the LA Rams with Sean McVay and the adjustment he made with Jared Goff. He decided they were going to get up to the line of scrimmage last year and that he would help him figure out what the defense was doing to him. That's completely different. A guy like Carson Wentz, again, I was very high on Carson Wentz, so it was no surprise that he didn't take that jump. But that's the thing. Developmental time, John, is so much different now for these quarterbacks. A guy like Sam Darnold, who I still believe is going to be the number one overall pick, he's 20 years old. He has essentially a year and 3/4 worth of starting experience. Every single one of these guys outside of Baker Mayfield has a lot of developmental time in their future.
There is so much to get to in the NFL draft. The most productive rookie next year in the NFL is going to be summed up with the number one. I have no idea what you're getting at, but you've teased me. What is it?
Here's the deal. Every single time we have one of these major players, I give you the example of Aaron Donald, who ended up falling into the middle of the first round, and I say falling, and you know, just kind of with the quotation point here with my fingers. Aaron Donald was not a typically sized defensive tackle as far as a three technique. He's smaller than the regular guy that you would want. So that's why, even though he had the most tackles for loss and had great sack numbers over at Pitt, he ended up falling. Well, I think you're going to see something very similar with Roquan Smith, the Butkus Award-winning linebacker from Georgia. The number one is important because of this. He missed one tackle. I repeat, one tackle all year long last year. He's incredibly productive, but here's the problem. he's not for everybody. He's 6 foot and 235 pounds. Now, we're seeing smaller linebackers have success in the NFL, but most of the time when you draft them, you want to see the 6'4", 250 kind of guy. Well, so Roquan Smith, I think, is going to be that guy that ends up finding his way into the lower end of the first round, lower end of the top 10, maybe just outside the top 10, because, again, 6 foot, 235 isn't for everybody, but he's going to be productive from day one in the NFL.
Okay, Carlos Medina tells us that the number is 187, and it matters if you're looking for a day one starter at receiver towards the top of this draft. You've told me it's a very deep draft at wide receiver where you can get guys that could be productive in the third and fourth round. But what's that 187 mean?
Here's the weirdness of this draft. It's deep from a standpoint of you can find number two, number three wide receivers into the second, third, and maybe early part of the fourth round. But as far as the top-end talent, the guy that you're going to draft and say is the number one wide receiver on my team, that is not here in this draft. The number 187 represents the weight of Calvin Ridley. Now, Calvin Ridley, for some people, is the number one wide receiver in this draft. For me, I like DJ Moore out of Maryland, but, you know, I don't want to digress on all over that.
Sure.
187 is just small. That's a 187-pound wide receiver. If you're telling me that Calvin Ridley is Marvin Harrison, a slight receiver, you know, great hands, tremendous route running ability. Okay, I get that. But he didn't test anywhere near that number. And his downfield receptions were nowhere close to a projection like Marvin Harrison. So when you start talking about, hey, I really need a wide receiver in round one, just know that you're picking amongst a bunch of guys that are going to be number two wide receivers. Even Cortland Sutton, the big receiver from SMU, you're hoping that he develops into a number one. But if you're drafting him, you realize another one of those developmental guys, he did not run professional routes over at SMU.
Well, I'd say that's that gives you something to think about. The power in the draft, you say the number is 117.5. Okay, now I have no idea. I'm trying to figure that one out. 117.5, is that the number of players to come off the board before value really drops off?
This is the part where you're going to owe me a hug. I heard your previous segment, and I heard you talk about the Cleveland Browns and their future.
Yes.
Sharp Football Analytics does a really interesting write-up every single year about
the power. They are awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
you got me on to reading their stuff. They're fantastic.
They are fantastic. What they did is a report basically on the draft capital that each football team has. And essentially what that is, you know, the amount of picks, where the picks are, what the values of those picks. Realize that 117.5 is the Cleveland Browns draft capital. It's about 60% higher than the next team in the NFL.
60?
Yes. If you wanted to go back and find a comparison of a team that came into a draft with as much draft capital, as much power in the draft, you would have to go back to the 1991 Dallas Cowboys, who got to reap the rewards of the Herschel Walker trade. You're talking about two high first round, two second round, yeah, two, you know, multiple third round picks. So if you're one of those naysayers that just say, hey, the Browns will mess it up, okay, fine, they've earned that right, that's how it is. But under John Dorsey, you're giving a very talented man, as far as a general manager in this league, an overwhelming amount of power. You know, that's where you're going to talk about them being able to make moves and restack and rechange a team. You know, Sashi Brown left them with a cupboard full of power, and so we'll see what John Dorsey can do with it.
I am what I tell you right now, and I know it's a little off what we were going to talk about today, but your gut instinct is to the teams that you think have had the best off seasons.
Start with Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland's one of those teams. I think they've been very impressive because what they've been able to do, they've just, even from example, going to get Tyrod Taylor, it's a bridge starter, but it's a guy that gives you an opportunity to win six or seven ball games
while you're bridging.
Number one overall pick. Yeah,
right.
Those are smart sort of plays that you get when you're in the draft and when you're in the NFL offseason.
I love it. I love seeing it. There's so much excitement coming up. Now, Dallas. What do you think about, is this, for Dallas right now, everybody's saying, Los is a Dallas fan. Just want to put that out there. But last year, I think everybody at 13-3 the year before, you know, may have gotten a little too high. Then last year, I think everybody is underestimating what those six games with Zeke, how much that disrupted things. What are you thinking about with Dallas in the offseason? Because I know you're close to it.
Here's the thing when I look at with Will McClay, and if you don't know that name, especially if you're a Dallas fan or you don't really follow the Cowboys, that is basically the person who's taken over and really restructured the way that they run their draft and their player personnel. since they've done that since 2010, that's where you've seen the rewards of what they've been drafting. It's been one really good player
very solid,
after another
yeah.
in the first round. Yeah, very, very solid in their first round picks, with the exception of probably a Byron Jones, who is still kind of a wait and see. They've been able to get really quality players. I think it's going to be the same thing. You know, if it's a Leighton Van Der Esch, if it's a Rashad Evans, the two linebackers that are probably, you know, your third and fourth linebackers in this draft. I think those are the kind of areas they're going to go. But even sitting at 19, I don't think receiver is going to be the automatic, hey, we're going to go this direction without a problem. I think that they've met with so many different people. You know, this organization has met with Vita Vea, which that's completely off the radar of
sure.
what they typically do. They don't value one technique defensive tackles. I think you might see that change because of the talent that Vita Vea has. And so I think Dallas, when it comes to 19, it's probably, for me, it's probably a defensive player. They do need help at linebacker. They would like to strengthen their front four. So I would lean that way. But again, they're going to draft a receiver in the top 100.
Follow Front Office Los on Twitter, at Front Office Los. It's an easy thing to do. Get some great information and more like that. And where can people get information all year long? Because you're off season, then you start recapping the draft, and you're always doing stuff like this.
Yeah, you can always check me out at Front Office Los on Twitter. And like I said, frontofficefootball.net. We do the NFL offseason guide every year that lines out everything, which, oh, by the way, I had Brandon Marshall being cut like 3 months ago.
And so you did. Yes, you did. 3 months ago.
Those were both in there, yes. That those were going to happen. And then obviously the draft guide rolls around. It always the beginning of April. You get your full 50 as far as a rundown of players, player profiles, and it's all free. All you got to do is go to frontofficefootball.net.
Good job, Los. See you tomorrow.
See you, John.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.